Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, Mr. Too Sweet to Be Sour, the true man of the hour, the king of comedy, Dakota. And of course, everybody knows my co-host, the one and only, too cool to be a fool, the chick who uppercuts puppies just for fun, Sherry.
Hi, welcome to the show.
And if she can talk loud right now, she would say hi, but she's talking like this because her voice is gone.
It's true, it's gone.
So, we took a week off, guys, you know, because of all the nonsense that's been going on. And, hey, we're back. And we got a special guest tonight. So let me go ahead and introduce him and bring him on. Let's see here. He's the man, the myth, not quite a legend, Mike Winchester.
How's everybody doing?
Doing great, bro. How are you doing tonight?
I'm surviving, man. Drinking a six-pack, watching TV.
And ain't Corona, is it? I don't want you to get the virus, bro.
I mean, I could put lime in it and have Corona with lime.
Mexican.
There you go, guys. That's how you defeat the virus. You add a little lime and a bit of salt.
That's right.
Sherry, how's everything out your way? Is it all craziness? Or?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy here. We have a lot of that virus going around in my city, so it's pretty scary considering I've, like, lost my voice. So I hope it's nothing worse.
Well, you've been sick for, what, like, 3 weeks now?
It's true. It hits me every change of season. I can't. I lose my voice. But people need to wash their hands. That's what they need to do.
It's a shame it took something like this for people to realize they should wash their hands, which they should be doing, like, forever and a day now.
Right.
Exactly.
They put up signs at my work, like, remember to wash your hands. I work in a kitchen. Of course, I wash my hands, like, 50 freaking times a day.
Yeah.
I have to walk through a turning security gate, and I'm not allowed to put my hands on it. We're supposed to use our backs or push it with our lunch boxes.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh,
what
damn.
Dupont says. There's a big old sign there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, bro, because this is your first time coming on our show. Before he does that, I'm just going to little background. He's one of my good friends. We go way back to like NOM, and that's what we call the restaurant we used to work at, NOM, not because a Asian guy owned it, just because it was like working in freaking NOM. But yeah, a little bit of both. Now, feel free to tell us anything you want to tell us about yourself, man.
I'm just your average Joe guy that lives in Tennessee. I work for DuPont. I'm married, got a wife, got a kid, sit at home, drink a six pack, play video games, enjoy life. That's
and
he's
a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, I do a lot of research, a lot of reading, a lot of debunking. You know, it passes time. Knowledge is power, so I like knowledge, which is more than I can say for like most of the younger crowds nowadays. They don't care.
Oh, yeah, the young generation, they're stupid as shit. I mean that in the nicest way I can say. Without their phones, they are stupid
no
as
nice
shit.
No nice way to say it. No nice way to say it.
None of them have street smarts anymore. Like, to them, street smarts is just knowing what their address is.
Man, my son's 9 years old and got in an argument with his third grade teacher because she thought we've won every war. And I told him we lost the Vietnamese War. We ran with our tails between our legs. And she didn't know that. She was arguing. She had to look it up and apologize to him. I'm like,
well,
she's 22 and hasn't learned anything.
I don't know if you remember this or not, but speaking of the restaurant we used to work at, one of the owners thought that Arizona was part of Mexico, if you remember that part.
Right.
Straight up asked me one day, was Arizona part of Mexico? Well,
oh my
sort
God.
Of. It's connected.
I mean, 100 something years ago, you know what I mean?
Right.
A long time ago.
I was like, Arizona was part of the Confederacy in the Civil War. Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
they don't teach history anymore, or what?
Part of Mexico.
Right?
Right.
It's like, do they not teach shit in the fucking classes anymore, or history classes anymore, or what?
Well, if it was part of Mexico, he would build a wall around Arizona, not, like, through the bottom of it. You know?
Hey, it's all good. They put a bunch of fences up over there back in the day, and there's a bunch of holes in them. People still come through them, like, all the time, so.
I mean, or just walk through the holes underneath the ground of them. I mean, either way.
I've seen people crossing the rivers there, straight up, just from Mexico across the river. So.
And by God, if Dora can make it here, anybody can make it here.
Wow. Damn. That was a Dora the Explorer joke, guys, for people that understand that. So, awkward silence. What's going on with everybody besides the coronavirus and mass panic? Everybody got toilet paper? I mean, I don't know.
I hope so, because you ain't going to find it around here.
Oh, I know, man. Everything. They close all the stores at, like, 8 o'clock now. So by the time I get off work, like, shit, dude. By the time I get off work, everything's closed.
No doubt. It's pretty bad.
Like,
I'm not going to lie. I've got to say, I mean, if it breaks down, it's pretty much the perfect bioweapon. I mean, it doesn't
right.
run the environment, you know.
Nah, I guess that's true. So, what do you guys think about Italy right now? I know they're still on some kind of major-ass lockdown.
Oh, yeah, the whole country's under lockdown. 60 million people can't leave their homes right now. They sent out a YouTube video, the Italians did from Italy, to America, warning them, hey, you better listen. We didn't listen, and it's like wiping us all out, and it's screwed up our whole economy and life. That was a big old long-ass fucking 20-minute YouTube video about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit, I better stock up on weed and Dr. Pepper then.
Well, I bought beer and ramen noodles.
There you go. Oh, yeah, I need to add some chilies, top Roman into that. Okay, weed, chili, top Roman, gummy bears, and Dr. Pepper. I'm going to fix and go hit off the stores tomorrow.
Right. They just gave my wife a bunch of good gummies from Colorado for her cancer, and I'm not allowed to eat them.
Aw, dang. They do have some good ones up there.
She would give them to me, but I wouldn't be able to go back to work if I ate them. I mean, they unfortunately drug tested me.
I'm sure they do at my work. I just don't talk about it.
Dude, where you work at, everybody there tests the drugs, all right?
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, no doubt.
The only issue I have with my work is getting attached to the residents and then they passing away. Like, there's this one guy who they said probably won't make it through this weekend. And he always, like, talks to me when I go out to, you know, take out trades and stuff for him. But besides that, my job ain't that bad.
Where you work at, my grandmother worked there for 40-something years, dude.
Oh, damn.
Back in the day. Yeah, she retired in, like, the late 80s. And I'm
oh,
telling
shit.
You, dude, there was a lot of people there I used to go in and just hang with. And they come and they go.
Right. Well, now they got the cafeteria area, they got it shut down. Like, all the residents have to eat in their rooms and shit like that now till all this shit blows over.
Right. That's the way it goes. They're fixing to shut all the gas stations down here, too.
Damn. Gas prices go down and nobody can buy it.
Right.
What's the gas like up your way, Sherry? Here it's like, what, $1.60-something? 50-something? Something like that?
From what I saw today, it was $1.97. It was the cheapest that
and
I saw.
And where is that located at?
Hmm.
Is that like in California? I mean, I don't have a clue where you're from.
No, I'm up in Massachusetts.
You're where?
I'm up in
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, okay. All right.
Yeah, right on the New York border. So In New York, it's like 80 cents more than here.
Wow, New York got hit bad. So yeah, you've got the military coming in around your town.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like 200 something deaths in New York already.
Yeah, we have
rated
really high right now.
Well, the bright side is the loss of your voice. That's not a sign of coronavirus. I mean,
I'm guessing that's not
a sign of talking too much.
Right.
She does like seven other shows, so I'm sure that's how she lost her voice.
I do.
I'm sorry. You do six other shows now.
Yeah, they're my alter egos. So yeah.
Hashtag who needs your other co-host.
It's like a show for each personality, right?
Right, exactly.
You sound just like my brother. You know, you can draw a check from that. The government will pay you for that. It's okay.
Wish. I didn't know that.
Mike, all right, yeah. All right, tell us a little bit about your family, man, because this dude's family, I swear,
no.
It is.
Oh, man, this is like live all over the world? No. Oh, no.
Oh, come on. No. People in India, our new listeners in India want to hear about your family, Mike.
Man.
Come on. Tell us about your cross-dressing.
Yeah,
tell us about your cross-dressing stepdad. Come on. Just give us that one.
No.
Nah.
He's a good stepdad, man.
I never said he wasn't.
Wife to my mom.
I never said he wasn't. I just said he has some funny stories behind it.
Man, my whole family's a funny story.
Well, aren't you related to, like, down the line to, like, the actual Winchesters and all that? Or?
No, well, originally I'm related to Henry Ford. My original last
name. That's right.
And then my mom's second husband's family adopted me, and they're related to the Winchester family. Like, I can go to Scotland and stay in the Winchester Castle, which is a hotel now, for free because of the bloodline.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So
I can't fucking afford to go to Scotland, but it's cool I can go there and stay for free.
I don't think you want to travel anywhere right now, so.
No, if I do, I'm going to Iceland if I do. Yep, there's no insects and no snakes. It'd be peaceful. There's only 700 people that live on that country, so.
What about Alaska, man? They should be doing pretty good up that way.
Alaska's got like six. I think Alaska's got six cases of the coronavirus.
Shit. Well, fuck Alaska,
yep.
Then. Well, wait, are they all
every
like
state in Providence,
mooses
the
or something?
States has it now.
Are they like the coronavirus up in Alaska? Is it just like attacking the mooses or something? Because there aren't really that many people up that way.
Oh, there's a shitload of people in Alaska, man.
I don't fucking know the population of Alaska. Come on. They didn't teach us that in history class.
there's a lot of people in Alaska. I mean,
okay,
not as many as like New York, but.
I don't know why people would want to move to Alaska because it's like daylight half the year out there, nighttime half the year out there, vampires attack. I mean, I've seen the movies.
Because it's peaceful and the government will actually pay you to live there.
Oh, so it's kind of like the opposite of Detroit besides the government trying to pay you to live there.
Somewhat.
I guess
so, Sherry.
Dakota, the population of Alaska is 734,000 people.
Okay, so there's more people than I thought.
Yeah,
most of them live in Anchorage.
Yeah, probably. All
right. Okay, I just see. I just saw something right now, and it says, like, the coronavirus is not a death sentence. About 81% of the people who are affected will
survive.
Pretty much, like, recover from it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, most people who catch it and die are between the ages of 70 and 80 years old. People that are in their 30s, I mean, a couple of them die. Most people in their mid-20s and younger, just about every one of them survives.
They don't, it's because they have lower immune systems.
Hey, world. Say hi to my wife.
Hi.
Yo. Yo. What's up, Brittany? How you been?
I'm good.
That's what's up. Say hi to India, Turkey, and half the U.S. I'm pretty sure the people in Turkey and India have no idea what we're saying.
She instantly quit talking. Kind of like I did when you asked me to tell you about my family.
Damn.
Oh. I didn't want her to go to work, day. She went to work anyway.
How is everything going on down there at the bar?
Good.
Dude, that's all you're getting out of her, man.
You guys own it yet, or?
No, I think they closed the inside of the bar down, and they're just serving people beer, like, outside.
I waited on people out in their cars back.
Yep. They still got to make money, but they didn't allow nobody to come in. They just served beer.
So were they, like, drinking out in their cars, or did it just, like, take the six-pack with them?
They were drinking in the parking lot.
No, people don't drink and drive. They drink, then they drive. So they drank in the parking lot, then went home.
Oh, shit.
Waiting
on
it's okay. It's only like a giant hill they have to drive down right in front of a river. I mean, the water will stop them and it'll float a while. So they're okay.
That's
me.
Oh, God. I'm scrolling through Twitter right now trying to find a funny tweet, but everything's either coronavirus or somebody just wrote, is the end of the world coming? I should write back, yes, the world's ending now.
Seems like a good thing this isn't the T-virus. We'd really be screwed.
I'm kind of hoping a zombie outbreak happens from this shit or something, bro. Something interesting has to happen at the end of it. Like some World War Z shit or something.
The perfect bioweapon.
I don't know how it is for you guys, but up here, like, we don't have toilet paper, and now people are starting to buy up all the meat. So, like, when you go into a grocery store, you're not going to have toilet paper, and there's no meat to be found. No chicken, no fish, no beef, nothing. So people are starting to stock up on pastas now, and that's even scarce. So,
well, don't you have, like,
really
a lot of stray dogs and cats up there?
Oh, shit.
I mean, you know, rats up there the size of Chihuahua, that'd feed two people.
From what I've heard, we don't have stray animals because those have been bought up by the Chinese restaurants.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think that's a joke.
It's really not.
The racial slur joke of the night goes to Sherry. Feel free to text her with your hate mail later.
I got to tell you something hilarious. You never see stray cats around our area. And it's strange that we have an animal rescue, which is for cats, which is a building right next to a Chinese restaurant called Golden Phoenix. And never see any stray cats in the shelter there. So it is kind of weird.
No, I mean, you can go inside and see them on the buffet. It's okay. You just can't fail.
Yeah,
anymore.
Right. Right. God damn. We're going to get a bunch of hate mail from the Chinese, aren't we?
Oh, no, Chinese is getting a bunch of hate mail from America, dude. All right.
You're right. We get the right to make racial slur jokes about the Chinese right now.
Even
fuck your sweet and sour sauce, motherfucker.
The coronavirus and put the China virus.
Dude, I heard him in a speech earlier. He was like, the invisible threat. The invisible threat's going to get it. And it's like, dude, come on. What are we, five? The invisible
threat. China virus,
man.
He called it the China virus, and they told him it's the coronavirus. That's being racist. He's like, no, it's not. I'm just stating where it came from. It's the China virus. That's what he said on live TV, dude.
I say we name it the sweet and sour virus for now, and then after it's all said and done, we name it the Tom Hanks virus because, you know, he survived it or something. Oh, it was called the Forrest Gump virus. Damn.
The Forrest Gump virus. Hey, Dakota, you gotta tell the one it's Bach Beer Day today. I don't know if you know what Bach Beer is.
Black beer?
Block beer? What?
Strong Lager, German, yeah, beer. And it's
like
a national holiday.
Oh, okay. I don't I'm more of a Bud Light guy myself. And he's more of a Jack and Coke dude. So.
Okay.
I mean, and I hardly ever drink anymore, so I got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, he gave me his bottle of tequila he got for his birthday. That's how much he drinks.
Hey, there was like a shot taken out of it.
Right.
Hey, I'm 30 now, guys. I did most of my drinking when I was like 16. All right, I had a good 15 years to pass. I'm over it now. Once you turn 21, it's not that fun anymore. The thrill's not there.
Hey, Dakota, my other co-host just stepped over for a minute, and he's going to say hi to you.
What's up, Dakota?
Yo.
How's it going?
It's going.
Oh, the co-host.
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm living, man. I'm living.
We're alive.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, dude. Yeah, right, for a while.
I mean, you need to go catch her some of those rats. She said she couldn't find no food.
No food.
There's no rats either. It's scary.
No, no rats.
There's no animals. There's
probably
no wildlife.
Probably a bunch of crackies.
Is the people in the apartment below you guys still blowing smoke up your way, or?
No, they haven't done it in a while. I haven't gotten high in a while. It's probably why all the food's gone.
So what's everybody been up to the past couple of weeks? We haven't did an episode in a week or so due to Sherry being sick and me being lazy.
You should use Podbean, man. I'm telling you, you have no time limit. It'll be a lot easier for you, and easier call-ins. You don't go over each other.
You guys try.
Yeah, because I think we're gonna move our Wednesday show to it, aren't we? Or?
Yeah, we're gonna try Wednesday. Yeah.
Or
yeah,
are we doing that too?
That.
I don't know. We'll figure out someday. I already forgot what day we talked about earlier. I think Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't know. Someday.
One of them is gonna quarantine.
Yeah, I mean, the way I take it, we're all going to be on lockdown for a while anyway, so fuck it, we'll have time.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's going to be a podcaster.
Yeah, everyone's going to be a podcaster sitting in their fucking house talking about how there's no food because we're constantly high.
I've got plenty of woods behind me. I can hunt. I can survive.
I'll be the one like, I'm out of gummy bears. I only got like 3 Dr. Peppers left. Fuck my toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, we bought paper towels.
We bought paper towels.
Just in case we run out of toilet paper. I'm not using an oak leaf. Come on. The shower is not a bidet. I'm not using the shower.
Shit, my ass is so hairy, I got to shampoo after shitting anyways. I might as well just get it all taken care of in one whack.
God, I
they
just
have
to Chewbacca whistling right now for some reason.
So you're one of those clapping across your ass at your pieces of shit.
people can have a bunch of, what's it called, dingleberries or whatever the fuck they're calling after
yeah.
those shit? Or
shit, dude, from the sound of it, you got, like, dingle apples, man.
You leave my hairy ass alone, Mike. Oh, shit. I got a happy trail over my body. That's how hairy I am, okay?
I was going to say you have your own Betty Crocker brownies. You don't even have to bake them.
Ew.
Shit, I'm so hairy. I got to show freaking ID to get out of the fucking zoos, all right?
I can believe that. I'd
probably ask you, why are you out of the line, Dave?
There you go.
I
shit, I'm so hairy. If I take a freaking blurry fucking picture, people think I'm Bigfoot.
That's pretty cool. You should do that.
What were you saying, Mike?
Oh, not now.
My bad. I interrupted.
My bad. You're good, dude.
All right, guys. We got about 4 minutes left. Anybody want to say anything in closing? Anybody want to put something over? I don't know.
I guess it gives a whole new meaning to hairy palm then, right?
Well, that's an old teacher song thing there.
Oh, damn. Hey, Dave's not here right now, right?
Right.
That was a Cheech and Chong joke for people who did not understand that.
Oh, shit, no worry.
The whole world is going up in smoke. I guess I'm going to have nice dreams.
No,
my next movie.
The whole world's not going
Bam.
Up in smoke, man.
I just named all three movies in one little thing right there. The rest of the movies all suck. And they all suck besides the first two.
Whatever, man.
Up in Smoke was good. Nice Dreams was okay. And the rest of them were sucky.
It blew my mind seeing Pee Wee Herman in it.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool. And then that dude from the Police Academy that does all the voices.
What's up, Mexican?
And that dude from the Police Academy movies that does all like the crazy voices and shit. He's in a couple of them too. Yeah, he plays the Jimi Hendrix dude in that one.
Yeah, he also played in Spaceballs.
They heard us, Dakota.
Tell them to pass it.
Chuck's starting to get hungry, and all I have is some M&M's in the bottom of my pocket.
Okay, is it weird
Why
that you get M&M's
at the
pocket?
Bottom of your pocket?
No.
I was thinking the same thing, man.
No doubt.
It's still kind of weird that you have M&M's in the bottom of your pocket. Are they at least in a bag, or are they just, like, stuffed out in your pocket?
No, they're loose. They fell on the floor of my car for my grandchild, and I picked them up and put them in my pocket.
Yeah, so it's got lint.
Do you eat them straight out of your pocket?
Is there, like, lint on them now, or?
Yeah,
they're dirty. But Chuck's going to eat them.
All right, guys, the little voices said we got 90 seconds. I know you guys can't hear it, but, you know, it's like 90 seconds.
I'm trying to wonder if she, like, digs them out of her pocket or she's got, like, a Richard Simmons tongue and just eats them.
Damn.
Yeah.
Normal, like Brian. But anyways, listen, this is why you should do Podbean. You wouldn't even have to worry about your time, man. I'm telling you.
We'll have to take you up with that, Chuck, next time. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
I'm telling you, we're switching one of our shows over.
Well, if I'm off, man, I'll be on here if you need me.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you for coming on, man. And hey, it's been a very interesting episode. We learned absolutely nothing. And, yeah, and everybody tune in. Tuesday or Wednesday or one of these days coming up, we're going to do a the clip show. Of course, tune in on Friday next week for another episode of Roasting the World. I'm out of shit to put over. Sherry, you got anything you want to say before we go?
Yeah, we'll post information for our Podbean podcast, so y'all can join us on there too. And thank you, Mike, so much for joining us tonight. It was a lot of fun. You're great. I wish I got to learn more about you. Next time, you'll have to come back.
Maybe next time. It'll take a while to tell about my family.
I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be His family is great, man. He has some funny ass stories.
All right,
I'm out.
Thank you guys
okay?
so much. Everyone.
All right, man.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Enjoy your quarantine.
Right. And remember, guys.